Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So we continue on this sort of vein. As you heard, the incoming Minister of Police also mentioning the fact that one of his priorities would be to go and visit KZN. And so our reporter, Karinda Jagmohan, has been in KZN and has been following very closely the protests there. They're called hashtag Hands Off Mkhwanazi. And I was really, really keen to see the kind of language that was being used by the protesters there. And also the type of, you know, the demographics, who was there, what kind of, were they wearing t-shirts that resemble one political party over another? They're calling themselves mphakathi, you know, meaning the community. And so let's just hear from our reporter Karinda, you know, how that day went today, and really what was the outcome of the protest. Karinda, thank you so much for talking to us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, Priscilla.
I know it's been a long day. I really appreciate you talking to us at this hour. But you were obviously out there observing the protest today. Just a sense of who was actually at the protest. What's the makeup of the people who were there?
Certainly. So it is quite interesting. It's one of those rare occurrences where people from different communities, different demographics, all gathering in one voice to stand in solidarity with the KZN Police Commissioner. We had civic groups, so basically groups of residents from different parts of the city. There were political groups, most prominently the MK Party. And then, you know, we even had a biker gang from Kwamashu, made up of some kids and, their instructor riding bikes in front of the march. And when we spoke to each of these different groups, as well as private security, who worked very closely with Mkhwanazi, for many of these groups, no matter how separated they may seem on the surface, they've all been impacted by crime in KwaZulu-Natal, which has escalated. And they see Mkhwanazi's approach to criminal syndicates, which is often quite deadly in this province, quite a brazen approach. They welcome that. They welcome and they want to see that sort of approach. So, you know, when I questioned why they were there, they said, well, and I'll quote, you know, one member from March in March, she said, when there's crime, Mkhwanazi is there. When there are undocumented foreigners, Mkhwanazi is there. Mkhwanazi is always there. So they believe he has sort of his hand over the province, and they see him as sort of some revered leader. And then I asked, do you believe his allegations? They say, well, certainly. And that's really because we have in the past, unfortunately, seen these allegations surface, you know, within our government. And so for them, it was very easy for Durban residents, at least, to take sides. And that is why they took to the streets. But towards the end of the day, it really was mostly then MK Party members who had gathered. I think, you know, sort of a very long walk through the city of Durban in this hot weather. You know, some groups were like, well, you know, we need to take a break. But at the end, they were addressed by the National Police Commissioner, General Fani Masimola. He had very little to say, but now he has a memorandum of demands from the residents of Durban.
I mean, they made mention of the fact that it's very important that their memorandum had a date, because they do have a deadline for the president.
Certainly. They've given the police 2 weeks by the National Police Commissioner to address their concerns. Among an array of demands, they're saying, well, first, they don't welcome, or at least the group's part, say, well, they don't want this commission of inquiry. They want a much more expedited process, because they say, well, Mkhwanazi has presented what he says as evidence. And they believe that 3 months to 6 months is prolonging what has already been said and what should now be probed immediately. They want sort of a more immediate investigation. And among other demands, they also want to actually see Mkhwanazi, or to ensure that no action would be taken against the police commissioner. And that sort of thing, because although they say they defend Mkhwanazi, there's no action actually taken against him. But there's some fear that because he has, you know, done this whistleblowing, that he might be in harm's way, whether by disciplinary action or anything else.
So, you know, it's interesting, because I sort of heard, and I may be wrong there, but I thought I heard some threats, you know, saying, or else. And what was the or else?
Well, the or else is that in 2 weeks, if there's no response from the National Police, the protesters say, well, they'll come back with an even larger protest on a much more national scale. essentially at this point residents taking the situation into their own hands, saying they want to see, you know, expedited action. It took about a week for the president to actually address the very explosive allegations and serious allegations about a service meant to protect its citizens. And so residents want a much faster probe in this.
And so, you know, just by way of maybe an estimation, Corinda, how big was this march? We know that there were other marches here in Gauteng even yesterday, but they were sort of relatively, you know, I wouldn't be saying small, but they were relatively small. How big was this one today?
Well, there were about over 300 to 400 people. Organizers did say they expected people to come, you know, in their numbers. They expected thousands. It wasn't as big, really, because it did also start quite late, waiting for the numbers to arrive. And I assume that, you know, it's a weekday and perhaps they didn't get numbers that they wanted. But certainly, you know, it's not the first such protest that actually happened in KwaZulu-Natal. There's been protests last week by a political party, another one earlier this week by a political party, and this is the first one that had a more civic element to it. And it seems like, you know, at this point, residents are really keeping watch, especially those from KZN, those from Durban. They want to make sure that what has been said is actually followed through in terms of making sure that the claims are investigated. And actually, I'm not sure if this has been mentioned, but as I speak to you now, you know, the president has released another statement saying that he's just appointed Minister Gwede Mantashe as the acting Minister of Police.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what's just happened. It's breaking news now. And so thank you. I really appreciate you talking to us there, Corinda. Corinda out in Durban, watching that protest earlier on today, where the community was giving the National Police Commissioner a letter of demand, essentially saying they expect him, this memorandum, to land in the president's hands. And that's what they wanted. Corinda, thank you so much. And as she said, breaking news at this hour is that the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has appointed Minister of Minerals and Petroleum Resources Gwede Mantashe as Acting Minister of Police with immediate effect. Your reaction to that? 086-000-0959. You can also send a voice note on 063-688-0959 as the story develops.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.